I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The back-to-back Nepali earthquakes are believed to be the nation's deadliest disasters. More than 100 heavy aftershocks since late April are freaking people out. It means tense cities with a looming monsoon season. We caught up with Asian Access's Noel Buchetti in Kathmandu. He says right now, shelter is the big thing. He's part of the A2 team on the ground helping with relief and needs assessment this week.
We're raising money to contribute to the cause in Nepal, and the Christian Community Credit Union has pledged a matching challenge grant so $10,000 can become $20,000.
Well, if you were unjustly thrown in jail, would you see it as an opportunity to share the gospel? Well, 7 Ethiopian Christians did. Open Doors USA encouraged them to stay strong in their faith. Many have been praying that they'd be released. Now, they're free. One believer told us that Satan wanted to frighten them, but they came out stronger from jail than when they entered. Pray these Christians will inspire others to stand up for what they believe in difficult times. And 4 years ago, Bob and Julie Mendonca left their comfortable life in the United States to help abused and traumatized Kenyan children. At Naomi's Village, children encounter healing and hope. It all starts with a gospel. Julie says,
for almost all of them, their image of a father is incredibly negative. Their image of a father is somebody who leaves, somebody who abuses, somebody who hates, somebody who steals, somebody who hurts. And we are replacing that with who God the Father is, this perfect Father.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims during Ramadan, which begins June 18th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.